USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump's supporters aren't backing away after his latest indictment.
They're putting him on a spit, going after him unjustly. They're trying to divert away from the whole Biden debacle.
Yeah, he shouldn't be indicted. It's a fix.
They're going to keep throwing stuff at him until they could try to get him to stop running, which isn't going to happen.
They just want to get him on something.
Trump and several other allies have been indicted in connection with allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report that he claims will show that fraud did occur during the 2020 election in Georgia.
He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claims the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. Trump was charged with felony racketeering, or RICO, and numerous conspiracy charges Monday. Despite the former president's claims the election was rigged, there's been no evidence of widespread election fraud. I'm Michael Kastner.
The Fulton County District Attorney did not have any answers as to how a copy of the Trump indictment appeared online hours before the actual indictment was unsealed. Democrat Fani Willis was asked how Reuters was able to get a screen grab of a document that looked like the indictment on the Fulton County Clerk's website. Fulton County court officials called it a fabrication. The document came out hours before the grand jury finished voting to indict Trump. In other news, the death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99. That massive wind-driven blaze that tore through Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. President Biden is highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin. The president toured a manufacturing plant specializing in electric power conversion and spoke on how his administration has attracted $500 billion in domestic manufacturing investment. This is USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
New information has come to light in connection with the police raid of a rural Kansas newspaper. Police entered the office of the Marion County Record, as well as the home of the paper's owner, on Friday, seizing computers, cell phones, and reporting materials. At first, it was reported the search warrant was connected to a recent article that was critical of a local restaurant owner. It now seems Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody may have had a personal interest in silencing the paper, as reporters were looking into claims Cody left the Kansas City Police Force to avoid demotion over charges of sexual misconduct. President Biden is urging the big three car companies and the United Auto Workers to make a deal before their contract expires next month.
Biden, in a statement Monday, urged GM, Ford, and Stellantis to pay wages that can support a family. He also pushed companies to address the union's concerns over the transition to electric vehicle manufacturing. This comes as the union's demanding significant pay increases to match increases in CEO pay over the last several years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The family featured in the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side is responding to allegations made by former NFL player Michael Orr. On Monday, Orr filed a petition in Tennessee claiming Sean and Leanne Tui never adopted him and instead tricked him into signing a document that made them as conservators. Sean Tui told the Daily Memphian that conservatorship was the only option for the family because they couldn't adopt Orr since he was already over the age of 18. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.